Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The world's fourth most populous country might be getting a new capital. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo said this week that his country will move its capital from the crowded city of Jakarta to a new one on the island of Borneo. Jakarta is congested, polluted, and prone to flooding. And the land is sinking almost 10 inches a year in some places because the city is sucking up so much groundwater from shallow aquifers. But is moving the government out of Jakarta the answer to its problems? Rita Padawangi is senior lecturer at Singapore University of Social Sciences. Rita, good to speak with you.
Good to speak to you too, Peter, and thank you for having me here.
Well, you're welcome. And up and moving a capital seems like an extreme solution, but Jakarta is facing some pretty extreme problems, as we just laid out. What's the case that the government is making?
Well, I agree that Jakarta is actually a city with many problems. I mean, it is sinking and the traffic is really congested. It's also in an earthquake-prone area. And those are some of the reasons that the government has cited, actually. I must say, though, most of Jakarta's traffic and environmental burdens are actually due to economic activities. I'm not sure the burdens are actually because of national government-related activities. Out of the 10 million population, for example, I don't think the 10 million population will actually move with the national capital move.
Well, what can you tell us about the site that the government has planned for this new city? And we should say that Indonesia is a very geographically unique country. It's made up of 17,000 islands. And right now, two-thirds of the population is packed onto the island of Java, where Jakarta is.
Yeah, and actually, Java is probably the most populated island in the world, right? With like more than 100 million people living on one island. So the island of Borneo or Kalimantan is a bigger island and is also less populated. All right, so the location that the government has announced on the island of Kalimantan or Borneo is actually in the center of the country. So if you look at Indonesia from west to east or east to west, the location is more central.
Well, what are the people on this new island who will be residents of this new city? What do they think about this?
I mean, I haven't really heard much about it, actually. I've heard interviews about the leaders of the province as well as the place that is chosen for it, and they're very positive. But I've also seen a recent interview with a resident on the land that potentially would be the new capital, like just an ordinary resident. I mean, she clearly doesn't want to be seen as an obstacle of development, but at the same time, she's worried about what would happen to her family. I mean, it is so alluring to think that this is a new opportunity, but we really have not seen any studies of social or environmental impacts of the new capital.
Right. If Jakarta is facing all of these environmental problems, what's to say the same thing isn't going to happen in the new city?
Exactly. Who can guarantee that this is a solution to the problem? And who can guarantee that this is not actually moving the problem to a new place, right?
So what happens to the people who are left behind in Jakarta, who are dealing with all these problems? I mean, you know, now the seat of power is moving.
I must say, though, the dominance of the city of Jakarta, although we often say that it's because it's the capital city, but at the same time, a lot of the activities that are happening in Jakarta are actually economic activities. So as I said before, moving the national capital to a new place doesn't mean that it moves all the economic activities to the new place. In fact, if we see in history, this is not the first time that a country is moving the capital city, right? In the region, we can see Myanmar, for example, move the capital city from Yangon to Naypyidaw in 2006. And until now, Yangon is still the center of the economy. Naypyidaw is more about an administrative center. Mm-hmm. Malaysia also tried that with Putrajaya. So the national government is now in Putrajaya, but Kuala Lumpur is, of course, still the big city. We see Brazil with Brasilia.
Yeah, in the 1960s, the big cities. Right. Brazil
exactly.
Moved from Rio de Janeiro.
Yes, so even if there might be some impact on it, I don't actually see the dominance of Jakarta declining in the near future.
Sounds like you're all for this. That's a good idea.
Well, I cannot really say that I'm totally for it. Because, like, here's the thing. The move of the national capital, if it really happens, I don't think it will alleviate the problems from Jakarta. I think the environmental problems are still happening. So I do hope that if the national government is to move the national capital to a new place, it will still think about addressing all these problems in Jakarta, because the environmental problems will actually not go away. Hmm. And Jakarta will continue to be a city, even if it's not a capital city anymore.
That's Rita Padawangi, senior lecturer at the Singapore University of Social Sciences, with a few concerns over news this week that Indonesia is a step closer to moving its capital out of Jakarta. Rita, thank you.
Thank you, Peter.